It is Dakota's best AM 1390 KJAM. It is 6:22 here on Dakota's best AM 1390. It is Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. Just got done speaking with head baseball coach for Dakota State University, Jeff Schaab. He was joining us in the studio. Always wonderful to have Coach Schaab on the show as well. But our next guest here, got to speak with Chester area volleyball coach Jean Benson here earlier today as well. She's a little busy right now, and certainly so with her volleyball schedule quickly coming to a close. Her volleyball team on the season, of course, always having great success as well. A lot of great teams they're playing. So got to speak with head volleyball coach Jean Benson earlier today about her team's season, things coming up here in the near future, and also getting set up for possibly another state title run. We're now joined with head volleyball coach for the Chester area Flyers here on Coach's Corner this evening, Coach Jean Benson. And Coach, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us this evening.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, your Flyers volleyball team 18-4 on the season, and also, you know, a couple of your losses, all losing to big ranked players as well. A team such as Parker was ranked in 9A in Class A at that point of the season. Madison and Warner down at the Pentagon Volleyball Tournament, also losing to Hanson as well in the Bridgewater Emory Tournament. You know, a lot of those losses coming in tournament play, or also just in matches against really good teams as well. You know, just looking up to this point of the season, you know, how have things shaped up in your mind here in the later stages of this season?
Well, I think there's a lot of things this season that the kids have done really well, and I think that we have continued to progress, slowly on areas that we know that we need to improve on. And I think we know that there are areas that we still, you know, need to improve on. And so we're going to hope to utilize, you know, our matches here in the rest of October to continue getting better every time we step on the court.
Yeah, and speaking of one of your most recent matches last night, a victory for your Flyers volleyball team over West Central in four sets last night, it seemed that it was a fairly competitive match. You know, just looking back at that, you know, what were some of those thoughts that you took away, some things that went well and some things that your team could possibly work on here coming up in the next match this coming week?
Well, West Central's a very good volleyball team. You know, they placed third in the state tournament last year in Class A, and they brought most of those kids back. And so they're really good. They're going to be really good here down the stretch. And I'm glad we played them here in Chester rather than us traveling last night. But, you know, we had some unforced errors last night, and that's something that, you know, we've been trying to work on, is not making those mistakes and giving away free points, you know, to the other team. But in some regards, I think that when other teams are really good, they kind of force you into, you know, some of those error situations. And, you know, my hat tips to West Central because they kind of forced that, you know, with us last night. And so they did a great job of controlling the tempo of the game. But I think what really worked well for us is kind of when push came to shove and we kind of needed, you know, to get a couple points, I thought our girls really settled in and said, okay, here's what we need to do. You know, it was one of those nights where we had quite a few players, I would say, not have their best games, and you kind of never want that as a coach to happen all on the same night. But by the same token, it was nice to have kids step up and say, okay, if I'm not having a great night hitting, what else can I do tonight to help my team out? Maybe I need to be a blocker, you know, maybe I need to get a couple good passes. And we just decided that if everybody had one of those, you know, little things happen, that would be 6 points that we would get. And I tell you what, those were the 6 points we needed to be able to go ahead and get that victory last night.
Yeah, Coach, and especially you talked about some of your players kind of knowing their role, and also, you know, if something's not going well for them, things kind of just move away to the wayside. And you're talking about your team, you know, you returned a good portion of last year's state runner-up team with players such as Hannah Reef, along with Jaden Wages, McKenna Larson, Dakota Alfson kind of leading the way and the charge for your Flyers volleyball team. You know, up to this point of the season, you play a lot of good volleyball teams, even for your Class B ranking as well. You know, just looking, how have things, you know, kind of progressed for your team from the end of last season up to this point of the year in the later stages of the regular season?
Well, it's been a learning curve, you know, for these kids. They were all a part of that, you know, team last year that got to play against Northwestern. in that championship match. But the biggest difference was I had five seniors. You know, this team had five seniors last year that they could rely on when we needed to score points. You know, give the seniors the ball, let them take care of it. And so what these young girls have now had to learn, even though they were a part of that, is now that goes on them. You know, they are the kids that we need to give the ball to. And they have done a great job of accepting that, and they are figuring out how to score, you know, in different ways. They're you know, learning how to score off of a double block. They're learning how to score when the defense is sitting real deep on them. And so that has just been something that, you know, we've had to do a lot of work on, and the kids are doing a great job, and we're going to hope to just continue to get better at that with them accepting and understanding, you know, their leadership roles, which is something that was new for this crew because Dakota Allison is the only senior we brought back to the court.
Coach, also, you know, just kind of transitioning a little bit, you know, over the weekend you hosted the Chester Challenge where you faced another good Class A team, that being Wagner. You also won in three sets. But also at the same time, you drew a lot of good volleyball teams from around the area. You had Madison there, Warner at the same time, Sioux Valley, Parker as well. You know, just looking from kind of a setup standpoint, and also just kind of how things went with the pool play and also throughout the tournament as well. You know, how did things shape up as you hosted the Chester Challenge and also bringing in some of those big teams as well?
Well, we were very fortunate this year at the Challenge. We had 12 volleyball teams, and they were all outstanding. It's fun when you hear people in the crowd say, "Holy smokes, this is kind of a mini state tournament." And you know, Paul, that was kind of the case. All 12 teams that played in that Challenge on Saturday have a very, very good chance of representing the state of South Dakota in that state volleyball tournament in their respective classes. And so the matchups were fun. There was great volleyball all day long, a lot of high-intensity, high-level play. I mean, when you're talking about having teams like, you know, Madison and Sioux Falls Christian and Parker and Warner and Wagner, Winter, Arlington, Sioux Valley, you know, Elkton, Dubrook, there were just, you know, great teams playing here, and it was a fun day of volleyball all around. Some really, really good matchups.
Yeah, and when you bring in teams like that, it certainly makes it really fun to watch. And again, you talked about teams making it to the state tournament. And one thing that your program has always been really good at as the last 5 years or so is making it consistent title runs to the state title as well. You know, just looking back, you made it to the state title match last 4 years, including winning the whole thing in Class B in 2015. You know, just how has this program been able to build up that momentum in such a quick amount of time and still be able each and every year to make it back to that state title match and also just keep producing some of these top-level athletes as well?
Well, you know, I think I'm very fortunate. I've got great kids, and I know they come into this gym every single day, all year long, with a hard work attitude. You know, they want to be successful. They want to be, you know, strong players, and they want to be good. And so I think, you know, my lucky stars for that I get to coach the kids that I do. And like I said, they work hard, and they kind of know maybe what their expectations are, maybe from the coaching staff to them as players. But I think more importantly, those kids bring that kind of attitude and expectation to the program themselves. And they kind of create a culture of, hey, here's what we're going to do, and here's how we're going to do it. Now let's figure out how. And so every year it just becomes how are we going to, you know, be successful now? What pieces do we need to put together, and which part of our game needs to change in order to get to that level? And so I give all the credit to these kids who come in with open minds and great hearts and great attitudes and say, okay, coach, what do you need me to do? And I'll do it. So I'm very, very fortunate that way.
Coach, also, you know, just kind of winding things down here, you got the regular season coming to a close soon. You got five regular season matches left, starting with Canastota tomorrow night. You know, what is your team as we wrap up this regular season, trying to stay consistent, and also, you know, things that you're going to be looking at for that matchup against another good volleyball team in the Canastota Hawks?
Well, I tell you, Paul, we do. We have five regular season matches left, and they are all against very good volleyball teams. And so we're going to have to make sure every single night that we're ready to play. We take the next three games on the road. You know, we're going to have to go to Canastota, and they're a good volleyball team. Then we're going to have to go to Sioux Valley. They're a very, very good volleyball team. We're going to travel to Colman-Eagan. Again, they're playing well this season. And then we end with our final game here at home against Arlington. And there again, I say, a very good volleyball team. So, you know, these kids are going to have to put together, you know, some consistent volleyball. We're just not going to have a chance as we finish out our season for a lot of unforced errors, because these are teams that will certainly take advantage of that. So we're going to, you know, have to be mindful of what we're doing on our side of the court and hopefully get a chance to control the tempo and the pace of the game a little bit more the way we would want the pace to be going, rather than having to play at the pace from the other side of the net.
Coach, your schedule's making a knack of putting you against really good teams, especially as the postseason is drawing near with districts looming and then also looking towards making another berth at the state tournament. You know, what is your team going to have to do here as we wrap up this interview to make another run at the Class B state title?
Well, you know, we're going to have to just play really consistent ball. And I know I, you know, kind of keep saying that, but, you know, that really is the truth. We're still looking to play our best volleyball. I don't think we've seen us do that yet. I think we've seen glimpses of it. I think we've had some really great matches where we've had some kids really step up and make nice plays on a very consistent basis. But we just haven't found the do that every night kind of thing yet. And that's okay, because we really want that kind of play to happen the very end of October and into November. So hopefully we have our, you know, best game yet inside us, and we're going to keep working towards getting there.
Coach Gene Benson of Chester Area Volleyball joining us here tonight on Coach's Corner. Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show. We wish you best of luck, and we'll be keeping our eye on you as the postseason draws near.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
And that was head volleyball coach for Chester Area, the Flyers, that is, Gene Benson, joining us here on Coach's Corner. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we got our guests lined up. It is Dakota State University football in the house. We got Darby Neal, we got Brock Reinhiller, and head coach for your Trojans, Josh Anderson. Coming up, this is Coach's Corner, live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison on Dakota's best classic hits, KJAM.